Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Fish, I mean. Happening at Acrisure Stadium tomorrow that has nothing to do with football. You may have heard, and I love this, 26 million pounds of dirt trucked in onto the field at Acrisure. And joining me on the Big K Morning Show, Sean Brennan, who is the Senior Public Relations Manager for this great event, Monster Energy. It's a Supercross produced by Feld Entertainment. And Sean, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I seen you on TV, and a friend of mine told me you're a Clarion University alum.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. We went there at different times, but my goodness, it's an honor to speak with you.
Well, I appreciate it. I know you're very busy. I've seen you on TV, and give us some sense, because this is a really rare event and hasn't happened in Pittsburgh since 1983 at Three Rivers.
1983, Three Rivers Stadium. We have only raced Supercross in this city twice, 1978 and 1983. And everybody keeps asking, why has it been so long? And there's a number of factors for that. But as you all know, the weather here in Pittsburgh in the month of April is always dicey. So we have a very limited window of opportunity to race in this part of the country, as our season starts in January in California and runs through May. So it's always a gamble with the weather in the spring in these open air stadiums. But we are super excited to be back. The Steelers organization and everybody here at Acrisure Stadium, we have been working on this event for 3+ years, easy. And it's finally here. We're here back in Pittsburgh and are super excited to be here.
Yeah, we'll give Jimmy Sacco, who runs the stadium, a shout out in his team. So how long did it take to truck in 26 million pounds of dirt?
Well, fortunately, we it's like a rock and roll concert, you know, Metallica or Taylor Swift, you know, we alone on our side, you know, standpoint, we have 20 semi trucks that are going in between dates. We race every Saturday night is under the lights for Supercross. And then you have the race teams that have another 40 semis. All of the parking lots over here at the stadium look much, much different with the way that we have our paddock and everything. But the process all starts on Sunday, and it's very unique, you know, here at Acrisure Stadium, because they do have concerts here. They actually have event decking that covers the field. So all the Steeler fans out there know that, you know, or should know that the grass and everything is still going to be just fine. But we have a layer of decking that we put down first, and then we cover it with a synthetic, it's almost like a synthetic plywood. It's actually called product for another layer of protection. And that all starts on Monday, even before we start bringing in all the dirt. But that all started on Monday. We're one of the largest dirt owners in the world. We source it all locally here. And again, everybody at Acrisure Stadium and hooking us up with different contractors around the city. We have been doing dirt samples for easily over a year, making sure that we were buying the most prime dirt for what we do. And that all started on Monday, and over 500 dump truck loads of dirt.
Wow.
In between Monday and Tuesday were trucked in here to Acrisure Stadium.
We are with Sean Brennan with the Monster Energy AMA Supercross Championships. I understand this is the 15th out of 17 of these type events. That said, walk us through the day tomorrow. What do fans need to know, and how many people are you expecting?
This has been one of the hottest tickets ever since we went on pre-sale.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back in October, so we are expecting, rain or shine, a thunderous crowd. I would love to say that we'll be near capacity, and hopefully we will get there. But this is a big stadium, as you all know. NFL stadiums are hard to sell out, but we still have tickets available at supercrosslive.com. But boy, we'll certainly be in the 55 to 60 range easily. But what I like to say is everything starts at 12 o'clock, and we have FanFest, which is a festival for the fans. It starts at 12 o'clock outside the stadium. I like to call it 14 acres of fun. And then inside the stadium, all of our athletes will be qualifying. So there's racing and qualifying happening in the stadium during the day. FanFest is happening outside, where you can meet all of our athletes, get autographs. There's autograph sessions. The Ghost Hounds bands are playing a very special concert here as well that will end FanFest in between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. So it's an all-day event if you want it to be. But I also like to say, if you're a rock star and you just want to come down for the gate to drop, opening ceremonies are at 6:30, and we start racing at 7 o'clock.
What a blast. And I know that there are a lot of fans of this sport in the tri-state region, aren't there?
There are. We have such a rich fan base here. The Pro Motocross Series over at Mount Morris High Point Raceway is one of the best sellers of the outdoor season, which is now we are partnered with the outdoors. So we have two different disciplines within our sport now that comprises the SMX World Championship Series. So right now we're in the indoor stadium season of Monster Energy Supercross. And once we conclude in 2 weeks in Salt Lake City, there's a little bit of break in the schedule, but then all of our athletes go to the outdoors for pro motocross, and that's 11 rounds. And one of the highlights is the pro motocross at High Point coming up here in June. And then we'll conclude our season in September with the postseason and our Super Bowl, which we'll wrap up in Las Vegas.
The Monster Energy AMA Supercross Championship tomorrow at Acrisure. Sean Brennan, before you go, how does a guy that graduated from Clarion get this gig?
Wow. You know, I like to say that 1978, and I'll show you, that's my age right here, but 1978, you'll appreciate it. I saw a Supercross at Three River Stadium, and then I saw Kiss that same year over at the old Civic Arena. So my whole professional career, I've been able to follow my two passions, and that's music and dirt bikes. So I had a long music career. I started with DeCesar Engler here locally, but was able to work in music professionally, and then I found dirt bikes about 10 years ago.
Nice.
With Supercross.
Where'd you grow up?
In Thornburg. Went to Montour High School.
Oh, that's right near our studios here. So you're... This
yes,
is nice.
Right over the hill.
Family and friends for you. That's great, Sean. Well, good luck. And as a reformed weatherman, I'm going to tell you, there may be some light showers early, but it looks like it'll brighten up for the show and be nice tomorrow night for the races.
I hope so, and I appreciate that. Positive, fingers crossed, that we have good weather for the fans. The racers, it doesn't bother them. We race rain or shine, but we really want the fans to have a great experience here tomorrow.
I think you're in good shape. All right, Sean, all the best.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Sean Brennan, kind of nice. Senior PR manager for this huge motorcycle event tomorrow at Acrisure.